It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for joining us on this Thursday morning. A little bit later on this morning, we'll talk with Caldwell County Golf Coach Chuck Mitchell. He'll be in the studio with us. Also coming in today, Camden McGregor, our own from here at WPKY. We'll talk sports with him as well. Big football game coming up Friday night for the Caldwell County Tigers as they head over to Webster County to take on the Trojans. First trip to Dixon for a regular season contest for the Caldwell County football team in 18 years. Lots of sports action on tap tonight, though, for Caldwell County high school sports teams. The Lady Tigers soccer team will play at home tonight, hosting Crittenden County out at Butler Stadium. That'll be a 7 o'clock start for the varsity game tonight, so be sure and check that out. Lady Tiger volleyball on the road tonight. They'll be playing over at Hopkins County Central in a big 7th district matchup. We'll come back and we'll talk with Caldwell County Golf Coach Chuck Mitchell right after this timeout here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Sues has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Sues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Sues.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details. Come and see us at H&R AgriPower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkins.
Are you overwhelmed when it comes to marketing your business? This is Cindy Allen Lax with the Edge Media Group. And when I started my career 30 years ago, we sold radio. But we are so much more today. We have multiple radio stations and websites. Digital advertising. Well, it's a must for a business, but which direction to go in can be a real challenge. We can help you with that challenge. Let us put our team of experts to work for you. Contact us today at theedgemediagroup.net.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. Caldwell County Golf Coach Chuck Mitchell in the studio with us. And Coach, I mentioned soccer is at home tonight against Crittenden County. Volleyball goes to Hopkins County Central. You guys are home this afternoon as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me, by the way, Todd. We've got Livingston tonight, boys and girls, and then Hopkins Central boys. So it's going to be a busy night around for Caldwell County.
Appreciate you coming in this morning and being on the show. And golf is always the first fall sport to get underway. It's also the first one to start wrapping up.
Yeah, just looking at the schedule last night, and you know, we're down to a couple matches left, and then regional tournament. Sierra Senior Nights next week with Scotty is our lone senior, and it's going to be sad seeing him go. He's such an icon with the team, and all the players look up to him. But yeah, it's a quick season, really quick turnaround.
How has the season gone for you guys?
It's been okay. You know, we've been the last couple of years. We've lost some good golfers on the boys' side, Colin and Carter, and then you know, those guys, you know, kind of anchored us. But we've played some good golf at times this year. We really don't give up. We don't quit. We got some new golfers on the team. So Scotty has tried to lead by example, and he's done a good job of that, our lone senior, as I say. So we're excited to finish out this season and come in next year with a younger team and a more experienced team.
Yeah, golf is a difficult sport, but the only way you get better is to get out there.
Yeah, you know, that's what I tell both teams, and, you know, our girls, Marley McKinney, Briley Jordan, Briley Boynette, and Hayden Hall, those girls my hat goes off to them. This is such a tough sport, and really not much. Marley's only one with any game experience, match experience, and they've come in, and they've got such guts. I'm so proud of them. They come in, and we're going to be even better. We don't have any senior girls, and hopefully we'll pick up some more next year, but they have really battled all year and gotten better and had great attitudes. That's what I love about coaching them.
Well, you guys got to play down at Lyon County on Tuesday. They had their senior day, and they had several seniors.
Yes, they, you know, Coach Wiggins and I were speaking, and he said, you know, he said, you're not hardly losing. You're losing one good senior. Well, I'm losing both teams, you know. So he said, we're going to be real building, you're going to be getting a little stronger. So, and, you know, that's the way it goes when you're especially at a small school. You know, year two, you're going to be good, and then you're going to be down, you're going to build up.
Well, and the course was in pretty good condition, I thought. A little dry around the edges, but it's been a while since we've seen some rain.
Yeah, we need some rain in the worst way. You know, fairways at over at Lyon County at the Collins was pretty hard, but, you know, pretty secure. The greens were in good shape. You know, I was pleased with that. And the boys and the girls, I thought, did real well over there. We just gotta continue, like you said, Todd. You gotta play this game a lot to get better at it, and then you're still gonna have those bad days.
Yeah, there aren't many more picturesque golf courses around, especially on the front side, than down at Mineral Mound.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, you know, got the lake and the backdrop. It's just such a beautiful place to be. They've definitely got a great place to play over there.
And it's named the Cullen now in honor of Cullen Brown, who would probably be on the PGA Tour right now if things hadn't turned out differently.
There's no doubt. And you know, Catherine's playing some good golf right now. She is playing some extremely good golf.
She chipped in on the last hole this week and finished second, I think, in the tournament that Kentucky was playing in. So, yeah, I know she's proud to be wearing the blue and the white for UK.
You know, she chipped in. I saw that, and she got really excited as she come across the green when it went in. But I can remember when she was playing basketball, and I was just so excited for her. I said, I told her, you need to be playing basketball too. But she had a plan, and that plan was to work on her golf, and boy, it sure paid off.
Yeah, we've kind of gotten spoiled a little bit through the years as far as our Your Sports Edge guys, because, you know, we've seen Emma Talley, and we've seen Catherine Brown, and we've seen Cullen Brown, and just some really good golfers come through the area.
You know, extremely good. You know, Perry Kidd was definitely a good golfer, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was their number one. He could definitely hit the ball. He'd be good around the greens. I mean, he's just a good golfer.
Now, what are you guys trying to work on to get ready for the regional tournaments coming up?
Well, everybody's working on the things that are, you know, affecting different things. Some are chipping, some are putting. Everybody's putting. You know, we're trying to get better with that. Even, you know, Scotty and Landon both on the greens, they've got to get a little better once they get there. So whatever they need to work on, they're working on the chipping, putting, their drivers. You know, it's just different for each one of them.
Now, when are the regional tournaments?
Well, the girls' regional tournament is at Rolling Hills on September 22nd. That's a Monday. And the boys is at Murray Country Club on September 23rd.
Okay, so they actually moved those around a little bit, I think, from what the KHSAA originally had set for the postseason plans for golf this year. But both of those are pretty good golf courses.
Yeah, they're both. Rolling Hills, I played with my wife a couple times. It's pretty tough. And then I've never been to Murray, not to the country club, but Scotty, he said he's played it several times, and he said it's a nice course.
Yeah, it's hosted the regional before, and a pretty easy trip to get to, both of them, so should be fun to see how we can do in the region.
Yeah, well, I talked to Colin the other day. I texted him and asked him, you know, just some things about it, and he played it, and he gave us some pointers on each holes and how to do it, so he's still involved, and that's really going to help us. We're going to go down and play a practice round next Saturday.
Okay. Speaking of regionals, you guys had some golfers in the middle school regional tournament last weekend.
Yeah, we did. It was exciting. There was teams from all over the state, really. I mean, different parts of the state. I was very surprised. There was over 100 golfers there. I think out of the 15 teams were there, we finished 7th or 8th, which was pretty good. You know, it consisted of Cohen Schott, Max Hooks, Brandon Hall, and Landon Mitchell. And we did it pretty good as a team. I know Landon shot, a 44 or something like that, and finished 12th out of the 100, and he needed to be in the top 10 to get to the state. So a good experience, and hopefully his game will just continue as long as the other. And the middle schoolers, we're going to be good down there. This, I tell you, all four of our middle schoolers are getting better. Max Hooks is probably our best player on the green. He's got such a nice touch on the greens.
Yeah, it's just, like we said earlier, a difficult sport, and you just got to hang with it sometimes.
And you got to love it. You know, when one of the kids will hit a good shot, I said, that's what's going to bring you back right there. You know, and they get excited. So I think they're excited for what's coming up next season in the regional tournament, too.
We're talking this morning with Chuck Mitchell, Caldwell County Golf Coach. We'll come back and have more right after we take this time out. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stallings Auto Sales has an excellent reputation for providing quality cars at great prices. Stop by 1944 West 7th Street, Hopkinsville today. Stallings Auto Sales, your trusted source for used cars.
Weather Edge Weather Center forecast. We got a slight chance of showers today, otherwise sunny skies and a high near 89. Then tonight mostly clear with a low of 60, 91 and sunny Friday, 58 and mostly clear Friday night. A bit warmer over the weekend. But back to this afternoon, 89 degrees, sunny skies, slight chance of showers in southwestern Kentucky.
You look amazing. What's your secret?
Oh, girl, I've been taking the shot, the semi-glutide weight loss shot.
Isn't that super expensive and hard to get?
No, girl. I get mine at Princeton Drugstore. My starting dose was less than $50 a week, and I lost 20 pounds my first month. And if you don't have a prescription, you can talk to their telehealth physician.
Wow, that sounds great. I totally need to give them a call.
Princeton Drugstore. Your journey to feeling and looking fabulous starts here. Contact them today.
Whether you're cruising a Kentucky country road or weaving through city streets, Tri-Cues has the perfect vehicle for your next adventure. Discover their friendly team and check out a fantastic lineup of new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles. There's something for every style and budget, so you can drive with confidence wherever life leads. At Tri-Cues, you're treated like family from your first test drive to every service visit. Start your journey at Tri-Cues.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Are you ready? It's time to play WPKY's This or That, the game that pits bands against artists as they battle it out to see who will be voted number one. This week's contestants are
Heart, Bryan Adams,
your favorite now to 270-963-9038. On Friday, someone will win a prize just for voting. This or That, only on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for joining us on this Thursday morning. Caldwell County Golf Coach Chuck Mitchell in the studio with us, and we're joined now by WPKY's Camden McGregor. And Coach, have you seen this guy on the golf course?
Well, I've not had a chance to see him. Really, I've seen him around, but I've never seen him play.
I'm alumni now, so it's kind of I do my own thing a little bit now. So
you got to show up and help the young guys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like looking down the schedule, see where they're playing at. Like back in high school, whenever I played, I've played at these courses, and I know what they're like. And I've seen how high school tournaments work. So, yeah, I mean, these guys, very young, talented guys, and I'm excited to see what the remainder of the season does for them.
Coach, all I know about Rolling Hills is it's up and down and long.
Yeah, and, you know, the golf pro there is he's from Harlan County. Yeah. You know, he's good, one of our good friends.
And okay.
We went up there and played the first time, and, you know, we're used to mountains and hills to play on and beautiful courses back in Eastern Kentucky, but that course kind of reminds me of that back home, so I still call it home, I guess, but it's a challenging course.
It's a difficult walking course.
Yes it is. I'll be on a cart that day.
Well, you guys have been able to get in most of your matches this season, though. We had some heat problems early in the year, cost you a couple of tournaments, but for the most part, you've been able to get out there consistently and get matches in.
Yeah, once we were practicing early in the morning when we went to school. We was going at 6 o'clock in the morning until about 8, and getting it in before the heat got us. And we unfortunately lost out two or three tournaments, which I thought experience wise would have definitely helped everybody. But you know, we've made up for it. We've got a lot of matches in, and we've still got two or three left, you know. So tonight being a big one, we would play Livingston, just the boys with Hopkins Central, but the boys and girls with Livingston.
Well, and the secret to golf is to get over on that putting green and chip and putt, and that's where you cut strokes off your score.
And I tell the team, boys and girls, the story you told me about Emma Talley.
Yeah.
About when you go out to play 9 and she's on the putting green, you come in on 18 and she's still there putting.
Yeah, so she's still there.
She's putting the time in and paying the price.
But that makes all the difference in the world, because you can spray the ball all over the place, but if you can get up and down around the green, you can still score a little bit.
Sometimes it's hard to get these young whippersnappers to understand that.
Well, and then you have somebody like Bryson DeChambeau come along, and everybody wants to see how far they can hit it.
I know it. Everybody wants to just get up there and crush it.
Camden, how about you? You want to see how far you can hit it, or you'd rather score?
I think personally for me, now that I'm a little bit older and I've understand the golf game a little bit more, is you definitely want to be more consistent than having distance.
Yeah.
Because once you get onto the green, it's a different ball game. Like, you have to be consistent. You got to be precise about your strokes and how you're going to hit the ball, how's your approach to it. And at the end of the day, that separates the boys to the men. So,
yep. Yes, sir. You're exactly right. Sometimes getting these kids to, you know, these younger kids, especially my middle school kids, of course, Landon has quit listening to me a long time ago, but I tell him, I said, we just got to play for a score. I asked one young man, I won't say who it was, I said, do you want to score or do you want to just see how far you can hit it? He said, both. I said, well, you can't have both.
Yeah. Right now. Only the really, really good really ones get good both. Yeah, but you talk about consistency. If you can consistently two-putt, your score will improve so much. Now,
Yes, sir.
You can't get birdies, and sometimes it's tough to get pars, but if you can two-putt, you can almost guarantee a bogey on every hole, and a bogey is, for somebody starting out, is a good, you know, good place to start.
And, you know, I tell our kids, we're trying to teach them stuff. These matches are great, just like scrimmage games in any other sport. So when you, for example, you get on the green and somebody's hitting in front of you, don't just stand back there, see what the ball's doing, so you know what to do with your shot. There's so much to the game, you got to start thinking a little bit. So, and they're getting it. They are getting it.
Well, and even to watch your own chip sometimes, because that ball might roll past the hole. You might be a little frustrated because you hit it too hard, but if you watch that ball roll out, you kind of get an idea of how it's going to roll back coming to the hole.
Yep, exactly. You know, I had a friend at Rowland County. He's still the golf coach here. He was the head coach at Ole Miss for a while. We go up out and play, and he's probably getting close to 80. He can still hit it further than anybody, and you can go out, first thing you do is to grab a ball and throw it on the green.
Yeah.
Just every green, yeah. But, you know, that's where it's at. Like you say, chipping, putting, you can cut so many strokes off, you just figure that out.
Well, when Tiger Woods was the best player in the game, he had the best short game, I think, of anybody ever.
Man,
And nobody talks about that, but I think that's why he won all those tournaments.
He's my favorite. He's the guy, man. Yeah, I mean, he just could play, and he had a lot of fire in him too. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you guys with the regional tournaments coming up. And I did want to ask you a little bit about basketball season. I know you're still kind of chasing the round ball a little bit on the courts too.
Yeah, we're practicing right now. We're doing Trilogy 2 days a week. Jesse Oliver is doing a great job with them. Coach Hooks has got our middle school and some freshmen doing some great work with them. We're trying to add a game. Well, actually, we've added a game with Bowling Green.
Okay.
They're going to come here, and our hopes are to play it down at the Butler.
Oh, wow.
So Coach Cheryl, and if that works out, either way, we're playing them.
Yeah.
Okay, regardless, in February. So we're excited about that. So basketball season's kicking. We're excited to play. I know Coach Cheryl and some of the players have got some ties back here. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, DG was on the last Caldwell County team that made it to the regional championship game back in 87. So and he played his home games down here at the Butler. So
that's why I want to do that. If it works out, I'm hoping it works out. Coach Cash is trying to work that out for us. Hopefully it will. But basketball's in full gear. We've got a lot of kids playing football, so we're excited for them. But the kids that are not, we had 27 kids in the middle school working out the other day. So we're just trying to. It's early, you know how it is.
The only thing bad about playing DG's team is it's usually pretty good.
Oh, they're going to be good.
Yeah,
you can count on that. They're going to be really good. But you know what? I think we're going to be a different type of team. We've got we've lost Colin and Jay. We had six seniors, you know. Yeah. Cade, you know, those guys. It's going to be a different type of team.
Well, and as we look at the schedule for this year, no West Kentucky Hoops Classic this season. We've talked about that. To me, the best part about the West Kentucky Hoops Classic was we got two home games out of it.
Yeah, and, you know, I tried to make up for that. I've got a team from Bowling Green coming in early on, then a team from Louisville coming in or before Christmas, and then we're going to Ballard to play. But I tell you what, Tory did such a magnificent. People had when I tried to look at it and see if there's something I could do. It takes so much time, and kudos to Tory and his family. They just did an exceptional job. I wish we could kept it going, and you never know what might happen down the road. Yeah.
I was going to say perhaps in the future we can maybe have a more scaled down local event without having to go 14 games over 2 days. Maybe we could just bring in three or four teams and let everybody play a couple
from
of games.
Different regions, maybe. Yeah, I agree. That's what we've talked about. We've kicked that around.
Because it seemed like for years and years, the teams here were just having to go off on the road around the holidays.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I mean, it's fun to go to have a road trip, but you also kind of like to get to play in your home gym, too.
Yeah, and, you know, next year we've already committed to Tates Creek. We're going to play there. I got a buddy coaching there. There's going to be some good teams down there, and we'll have a lot of seniors next year. So we're hoping we get better this year and just keep improving.
Yeah, can't wait, and I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Sir.
I know you got to get back to school, but good luck to you guys, and we'll see you on the golf course.
And I want to thank Coach Riley and Coach Kukiko for all they do to help us.
All right, that's Coach Chuck Mitchell, golf coach, also the boys basketball head coach at Caldwell County. And we're going to let him get back to school. Camden's going to stick around, though. We're going to keep talking sports when we come back here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Bollinger Real Estate and Auction has made it their mission to build strong relationships in Caldwell County. Whether it's a property valuation or time to sell, allow the Bollinger team to help you.
Summer nights, windows down, adventure calls. At U-Ride in Princeton, your next road trip just got a whole lot closer without breaking the bank. From reliable sedans to spacious SUVs, there's something for every dreamer and cruiser. Need help with financing? U-Ride offers in-house options that fit your budget so you can turn those summer plans into reality. Drive away happy. U-Ride, committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road to start your journey today.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley@wkdzradio.com. That's hriley@wkdzradio.com.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, a slight chance of showers today, otherwise sunny skies, 89 degrees, a slight breeze out of the north, and tonight mostly clear skies, a low around 60, 91 and sunny Friday afternoon, and then Friday night mostly clear, low around 58 degrees. But back to this afternoon, sunny and 89, with a slight chance of showers in southwestern Kentucky.
We continue on the Sideline Report on this Thursday morning at 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Appreciate Chuck Mitchell coming in and being on the show this morning. Camden McGregor still with us in the studio. And Camden, we were talking about golf, and it's such a difficult game. And it's one of those games where when things start going bad, in a lot of sports you kind of bear down and play harder. But in golf, you have to do the opposite.
Yeah, golf's definitely a mental game. You really got to take it one shot at a time, because like if you mess up on one shot and your mind just goes to wonders, there's pretty high chance that you're going to have a not so good round, and you just got to take it one shot at a time, and you just think about that one shot. You can't look at the leaderboard, you can't look at all these things, because it's just a mental game. So
yeah, you almost have to relax and make a point of relaxing and relax your grip and try to calm down. And sometimes for a competitor, that's tough to do.
Yeah, I know, especially whenever you're just first getting into the game, you want to swing hard and you want to swing fast and all that. But if you want a good golf shot, you have to slow your swing down and you have to have good movement with it. And that's like for me especially, it was a long time to understand that, and sometimes I still don't understand it. So yeah, it definitely, golf is one of those games and one of those sports to where anybody can have a good round, anybody can have a terrible round. So it's whatever.
Well, and you have to temper your expectations sometimes, because if you're going to get mad because you don't hit every ball perfectly, you're going to be mad a whole lot.
Yeah, I agree with that. You just got to take what you can get that day, because every course is different, every conditions are different, just all of that is always different. Every time you go out on the golf course, it's always different. So it's pretty crazy how golf game works.
Yeah, they say it's the biggest head game there is, and if you play sometimes, you can think you're hitting the ball as well as you've ever hit it in your life, but your score doesn't reflect that.
Yeah, I mean, even sometimes whenever you get on the green, you hit a shot and you're on the green and you're putting and it goes right past the hole. The next hole, you're thinking about that putt and you leave it short by like 15 feet. Yeah. So it's the one of those things to where you got, as soon as you hit the shot, you gotta put it in the back burner. You gotta let it go. So,
well, and some days you cannot be hitting the ball well. It feels like you never square one up, but yet you score well. Somehow the ball always ends up around the green. You chip it up close and tap it in for par and go to the next hole. And the next thing you look back and you've had a pretty decent round, even though you really never felt like you were striking the ball well.
And that's what I was saying earlier. It's like you got to be consistent. I'd rather take a consistent small player, small distance player, then over a large distance, don't know where it's going, don't know what you're going to score on the score sheet. So, yeah, I'd rather just have that and have a consistent round of golf. So,
now, it does help to hit the ball farther, because if you're hitting an 8-iron into a green and I'm hitting my 5-wood, advantage to you.
This past weekend I went to Lexington to watch the UK game, and I went to play Kearney Hill in Lexington, and One of the par fives were 555 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some of these holes are really long holes, and that distance can come into play big time. But once you get into the fairway about 150, 160 yards out, you got to rely on that approach game to get you on the green and get a good score.
Yeah, the scary thing is just how far some of those people hit the ball now. And,
yeah.
And not just the pros, but even in the college game, 550 yards doesn't seem like that big a deal to those people.
It's always, in today's PGA and LIV Golf and all that, it's always about club speed.
Yeah.
Always club speed and ball speed, and they want to get over a certain number of miles per hour and all that. So you see that on your phones and whatever, and these kids see that, and they're like, hey, I want to do that. And that takes weightlifting and all that, and you just got to get that workout, and it takes time and effort. So,
if it was all about who hit the ball farthest, Bryson DeChambeau would win every week.
Yeah, he seriously would, and that's why you come in with Scottie Scheffler, and he has a good approach game and a good wedge game and putting game, and it just takes everything out. So,
but you talk about everything that goes into the swing, though. DeChambeau is the guy that has done all of his work toward hitting a golf ball farther.
Every time you see him, like on social media, you can see him in the weightlifting room, or he's at home swinging a golf club trying to get into one mini cup. And I mean, it's just, he's doing things that like past golfers really haven't done. And really, I mean, the game of golf is changing rapidly every single day. So, yeah, DeChambeau is definitely really trying to get more strength behind his golf swing.
I'm not sure how long he can swing that hard, though.
I don't know if he can either.
How long does your body hold up doing that?
I don't know, because, I mean, of course, with these pro golfers, you're going to have injuries. Yeah. I mean, that's a given. So, I mean, I feel like once that first injury, that heavy hit injury goes, there ain't no telling what's going to happen.
Well, and I think that's what happened to Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
He started trying to chase distance and changed his swing, and I think that led to some of the injuries that he had that kind of short-circuited what was going to be, an even better career than it already was.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger, I only seen, the back end of his career because I'm a little bit young, but Tiger definitely, whenever that first injury hit him, it felt like it was a consistent something was wrong with him. And he's had a great career, and he's still having a great career impacting the golf game. So I mean, he's definitely one of the goats of golf. So
Well, let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little football. You almost got to see a big upset last weekend up at Lexington.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty good game, especially, the crowd, the atmosphere. It was definitely, I'd say Florida 2023 was probably the best crowd since that game. And everybody, we didn't know coming into it what the crowd was going to be like, because there was a bunch of expectations of how this team was going to do before the season started. And it was a pretty good game. I think the inconsistency of the offensive possessions is probably what, and some of the play calling just kind of messed up the game for Kentucky. But that first half, it felt like Kentucky was one of those teams, they're ready to upset, and they're ready to. It felt like one of them older Mark Stoops teams.
It felt like the game was there for the taking. Kentucky just couldn't quite get it done.
Yeah, I mean, whenever it, there was one guy that was right behind me. He goes, and all the fans were leaving. It was 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. He goes, why is everybody leaving? It's only a one possession game, and it's 20-27. And what the thing is, the fans were saying was this offense is going four and out while this defense is barely getting any rest or any time off the field. So, just the offensive inconsistency. So what is the key to the game?
Kind of typical Kentucky football, though. They play just well enough to kind of draw you in and get your hopes up, and then somehow or another they just can never make that play the last two or three minutes of the game that makes the difference in winning and losing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the offense really couldn't find their footing. Like, honestly, I think Ole Miss really did well with the run game. I think the run game for Kentucky is probably their vital piece of their offense. And they didn't – like, they stopped the run really well on Saturday. And it got to the point where Zach Calzada was – trying to throw the ball, and he just couldn't. Yeah. Like, the receivers weren't getting open, and it's just a bunch of things. So
we kind of got spoiled at the quarterback spot for years, going back to Tim Couch and some of those guys. And, you know, Andre Woodson was a good one that people don't talk about a lot, but he had a lot of success. And it just seems like Kentucky gets so close sometimes that you can almost feel it, but for whatever reason, just can't get over the hump. And, of course, part of that is because the Southeastern Conference is so dang good every year.
Goodness, yes. And, I mean, I was seeing something. I mean, Florida got beat by South Florida on Saturday, and they shouldn't get beat to that team, especially at home. But I saw something that's like, why did we lose this game? It was a Florida guy talking. He said, why did we lose this game? Because we have such a battle the rest of the season. They got LSU this weekend. They got South Carolina. They got A&M. They got Georgia. They got Tennessee. They got all these teams. And on top of that, they got Miami and Florida State, the two ranked teams in the ACC. So, I mean, the SEC is just tough. Every conference that you go into, they're always winning championships. And sometimes it's a good thing for Kentucky. Sometimes it's a horrible thing. Yeah. For football, I think it's a bad thing, but for basketball, I think it's a great thing. So it's a hit or miss for Kentucky. Yeah.
Don't sleep too much on South Florida, though, because that's a large school, and I think the only thing that really keeps them from being competitive at that next level is the conference they're in.
Yeah, I mean, South Florida, I don't know if it was last year or the Nick Saban's last year for Alabama, but they played them neck for neck against Alabama. So, I mean, South Florida is one of those teams where they're a sneaky team and they can come up on you. And it's like the older UCF teams. Like, they're always undefeated at the final week of the season. And, they're one of them teams that can sneak up on you. And I think college football this year, there's a bunch of teams that can sneak up on you, and it's like one of those years where any team can win. So
those Florida teams are always going to be pretty good, though, because there are a lot of athletes in the state of Florida.
I mean, Miami's good this year. Florida State, they killed Alabama. I mean, killed them. But they are good, too. Of course, Florida's good. And I mean, just all these Florida teams, and like Texas, of course, and all those big teams are – they're good this year.
Adding Texas and Oklahoma to the Southeastern Conference didn't do Kentucky football any favors.
No, it didn't, because we played Texas this year in Kroger Field. But, you know, for the SEC, I think that's a huge thing for them. I think it brings in more revenue.
Oh, yeah.
It brings more money in and brings more TV time in. And but for Kentucky, it's kind of like, why'd you do this to us?
For the conference, it was great. I mean, and you can't turn down a Texas because they're basically Notre Dame when it comes to tradition and the fandom and money. I mean, you just cannot turn Texas down. And Oklahoma's pretty solid, too.
Yeah, I mean, Texas, I mean, they're like one of those teams that are good at every sport.
Yeah.
And then Oklahoma, they bring their own stuff. I mean, they're good at football this year. They beat Michigan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Oklahoma has got a good softball program, a good baseball program. They went to the College World Series a couple years ago. So, I mean, those two teams really, I think they kind of fit the SEC well, too. I think they're built on a winning success, and that's what the SEC is.
If you're a Kentucky football fan, though, and you're looking for positives, I thought the defense played really well. Yeah. I really like those two running backs. I think it's just a matter of, if they can get a little passing game going, I think Kentucky can be pretty decent this season, but the schedule is still a killer.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to have any breaks into the blows. And I think the defense is definitely SEC defense, and the offense, luckily, Cutter Bowley, we're going to see Cutter Bowley a lot more Saturday against Eastern Michigan. So hopefully Cutter can get a feel for the field because he really hadn't played that much. And hopefully we can get that going. And the running back core is definitely the way it has been in the Stoops era. So it's exciting to see, but at the same time, you kind of have a nerve to it.
I'm not sure if Calzada has practiced this week after getting hurt late in the Ole Miss game.
He was off Monday, and he practiced on Tuesday.
Okay. So it'll be interesting to see who who's out there.
But Stoops said Cutter's the starter. So he said Monday or Sunday, his press conference, he said Cutter will play on Saturday. So whether or not if he's starting or not, but they made it yesterday that he's going to start. So
it's a night game, and Eastern Michigan is the opponent, so Kentucky needs to look good this week.
Yeah, and it's like one of those games that's like 11:45 kickoff, like it should be because of the opponent. But nevertheless, it's a night game in Lexington, so, I mean, it's going to be a pretty decent-sized crowd, even though we got beat by Ole Miss. But you just got to be prepared because you get a bye week next week.
Yeah.
But then you go on the road and play South Carolina, so...
But it's a chance to start 2-1, and you got to start someplace.
I mean, you got to take your wins, what you can get. So, and plus, it'll get like you can watch some game film after Saturday and watch South Carolina and Vanderbilt because those are two teams you play against this year. So,
yeah, tell us about the atmosphere up there, though. Did you get to check out some tailgating before the game?
I mean, it was tailgating party down there. Like, it was really nice. It felt like a SEC Saturday, in which I enjoyed it. I loved it. The stands, it was probably about 30 minutes before. The stands didn't look packed, but, I mean, tailgaters were still out there, and they're trying to make their way towards the stadium. And as soon as kickoff started, it was loud. It was insanely loud. And I got a text from my dad. He goes, "Is it loud there? Because it's loud off my TV."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, it feels like Kentucky football is here." And it feels like the older Mark Stoops era, whatever, that we're ranked and playing against good teams and we're winning against them. So
we're talking this morning with Camden McGregor. We need to get to a timeout. Back with more after this here on 1580 103.3. WPKY.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Start your Sunday mornings with singing. It's the Sunday Singing starting at 6 on 1580 103.3 online at WPKYOnline.com and your free app. Hello, I'm Ken Cummins.
I am Eddie Boone.
We're your hosts along with these rotating churches: Eddy Creek Baptist, Cedar Bluff Baptist, Lebanon Baptist, Pleasant Hill Baptist, and on the fifth Sunday, the Caldwell Lion Baptist Association. It's the Sunday Singing every Sunday starting at 6 in the morning and repeated at noon on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for joining us today. Camden McGregor in the studio with us. Camden runs controls for ball games and Saturday morning quarterback for us. And Camden, we're going to Webster County Friday night. First time we've been over there in 18 years for an actual regular season football game.
Yeah, so I was 2 years old since the last time we played over there. But whenever we went to the softball game earlier this year, we saw the renovation going on to the football field. And I'm excited to see what they did over there. And I've heard Coach McClung saying it used to be a good rivalry whenever we go and play against them. So hopefully it'll be a pretty good matchup between the two teams on Friday night.
We used to always laugh that anytime you go to Webster County, you needed the miners' helmets with the light on it, because it was always so dark over there just because they had the old lights and they weren't very bright. And I sometimes wondered if maybe that was part of the game plan, was that they would wear maroon uniforms, you know, maroon on maroon, and the ball kind of mixes in. It's dark, and you get over there, and you can't find the football if you're the defense.
Yeah, I mean, some of these opponents – they're going to find a way, any single way that they can, to throw you off stride. And especially if it's a rivalry game, they're going to do anything they can to beat you. So, I'm excited to see what these new lights, they put new lights in, and I'm excited to see what those look like. So,
well, they've got the strobe lights, you know, like down at Georgia and all the big schools are getting now, and the lights go off and on when they score a touchdown. So, if you're Caldwell County, the goal this week is to make sure those lights stay on.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want any of the opposing team, Webster County, get a touchdown and get momentum, because you don't want to fall back, especially on the road game. But with this Tiger team, for what I see so far, is they're a pretty good team, pretty good defense and a really good offense. So, and it should be a pretty good battle.
Tigers are 2-1. Webster County is 0-3 this season. The Trojans have kind of struggled offensively, so this is a week that if the Tigers can go play well, they should be coming back with a victory. You never know. That's why we play the games. Yeah. But Caldwell needs a good showing this week, because Trigg County is next week, and that's the first district game of the season. And the district schedule gets here early this year.
Yeah, usually we play Trigg County at the last game of the season, but especially to have a rivalry game so far this early in the season is pretty exciting. And it should be a pretty good matchup next week, because, I mean, from what I saw, is Trigg County and Marshall County played neck and neck. So, and we played them pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's going to be one of those games where it might be on the run game to win us the game.
Yeah. I think Trigg County is definitely a little bit better this year than what they have been, so that'll be an interesting matchup. And, you know, you talked about when we were over there for regional softball for Webster County, we saw them putting the new lights in. There's a new track around the field. I think they have a new scoreboard. I believe there are actually stands on the visitor side now, so it's going to be a whole lot different experience than those of us that were over there 18 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, whenever we went over there, it almost like they're pulling up the field too.
Yeah.
So it was like one of those things where the school got some money and wanted to impact the athletics and the football. They kind of saw that the football programs facilities was kind of getting a little bit low, and they kind of bumped up some money for it, and they built a really nice stadium over there.
Webster football has some big boys up front. It seems like we say that every week about the other team, and I'm not sure where all these schools get all these great big guys, but if you look at Webster County and try to compare them to everybody we've seen so far this season, I don't think they compare to either Marshall or Union County, and I don't think they're on the same level as Hopkins County Central either.
Yeah, I mean, I think Webster County is just one of those teams that's kind of like how we were a couple years ago with the rebuild. Like, you're trying to rebuild your program, and I think once they get that rebuild going and get some guys in that are really, really good and could really make an impact on their program.
Now, we did go over to Webster County just a couple of years ago for, I think, a 7-on-7 outing, you know, early in the season, but during practice time, and that Webster County team wasn't bad. They were actually pretty decent, but from what I've seen of this year's Webster County team, they've really struggled on offense, and it's hard to tell about the defense because their numbers aren't really bad. They don't look bad up front defensively, but they get left on the field a whole lot on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, especially for our team's defense. If they see that in film, and they get excited. Yeah. I know for, like, these guys like Carter Bedell, Jack Roach, and all of them, if they see a struggling offense, like, any defensive end would get excited. It's like, oh, okay, we can make a sack. We can get a fumble. We can get all these things. And sometimes that leads to confidence and momentum for the Tigers or any team like that.
Yeah, Webster County has just 3 touchdowns all season, and last week they lost to Crittenden County. Webster had 1 score, and that came after the Rockets turned the ball over inside their own 10. So it's been a struggle, and, you know, just a couple of years ago we were kind of there with that struggling offense, so we kind of know what it feels like.
Yeah, I think for the thing is for us Caldwell County, like, we've been there. We know what it feels like, so we just can't. We can't be, like, too high on a high horse whenever we know we've just been there, so.
7 o'clock is kickoff time Friday night over in Dixon, and our coverage here on WPKY begins with your Sports Edge Football Friday at 5:30. Camden, do we even want to talk St. Louis Cardinals baseball this morning?
It's a rebuild. That's all I got to say.
What about next season? Are we still going to be on one of those rebuilding modes?
I don't think so, especially with this new general manager coming in. I think he's told the owner, say, hey, I'm going to spend your money, and we're going to bring St. Louis Cardinals back to the Major League Baseball. So
I believe they did play the season's longest game last night.
I would not be surprised. I mean, I was getting alerts, and I was like,
14
what?
Innings, yeah.
I was like, what on earth is going on over in Seattle?
Yeah, and it's difficult to play a long game anymore when you have the ghost runner on second base to start extra innings.
Yeah, I know, and, like, I don't know how I feel about that rule, but, yeah, I mean, just the extra innings, you really get into the game, and it brings, like, an extra, like adrenaline and you whenever you go into extra innings. But for the Cardinals farm system, I mean, they got a bunch of guys coming up that are really, really good, like J.J. Weatherholtz in AAA, just hitting home runs. And I don't think the Cardinals want to rush them because they seen what Dylan Carlson and a Jordan Walker, if you rush them too much, they might fall off and might do not good. So for the Cardinals, it's a rebuild, and I'm excited to see in the coming years how they do. So
always something to look forward to next season.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I think it's one of those years, like, we're 4 games out, but for the Cardinals, that's not a good expectation at all. So,
well, I appreciate you coming in this morning and talking sports with us.
Yep, thank you, Todd.
Camden McGregor with us, also Caldwell County golf coach and boys basketball head coach Chuck Mitchell with us on the show earlier this morning. In sports today, the Lady Tiger soccer team is at home against Crittenden County. Lady Tiger volleyball goes on the road today to play at Hopkins County Central. That's a 7th district matchup. And golf is home today. You heard Coach Mitchell talk about it earlier. Livingston Central and Hopkins County Central will both be at Princeton Golf Club this afternoon. That's going to wrap us up for this week's edition of the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY.